All right. Now, let's see. It's time for Lance. Lance, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Good. It's warming up again.
Uh-huh. Nice and sunny.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't complain. It's pretty nice weather.
Mm-hmm. So what do you have for us with the garden?
Well, just a few things I started noticing. Well, I mentioned a few weeks ago about grasshoppers. But let's see, whitefly, and that it gets into the grapes. It's also on Virginia creeper. I think Virginia creeper is actually the host for the whitefly.
Okay.
Anyway, so I sprayed like an oil-type spray on it. And you have to spray that one in the morning because the white flies are very active when it's warm. So the only time you're going to get them is in the morning when it's still cool.
Oh, so do you think that all those white flies that were in my greenhouse are what have populated the valley?
No.
Okay.
I've been dealing with these guys off and on for years.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you brought them to my house.
Yeah. And sometimes they're not so bad.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the other thing is leaf miners, and that gets into the spinach and the Swiss chard and the beet greens.
What does a leaf miner look like?
Well, the eggs on the underside are white, and there's usually three or four together, and they're a larva that actually mines in between the two layers of the leaves, the top and bottom layers. You get all these squiggly things, and the leaf just ends it up just drying up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can pull one apart. It's a pretty, it's more like a slug.
Ugh.
It's slimy. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And then...
For all those amateur entomologists out there.
Yeah. And then the other thing I started noticing...
Are they pretty, they're pretty small?
You know, as a larva, they're about, at... They get the quarter inch. That's actually relatively good size. Yeah.
And then do they after they're through the larval stage, do they fly?
They actually go down the ground. I don't know all those terms, and they develop into a type of fly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you know, the easiest thing to do is put that Remy or some type of row cover over so the flies can't lay their eggs.
Right.
That would be the easiest.
Right.
Yeah.
Once you're infested.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say what you do with them?
Oh, there's...
Is it diatomaceous earth spray with oil?
There's sprays, and one of them has an ingredient called spinosad, something like that, and that's supposed to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm sorry, go ahead. I was interrupting your train of thought, I'm sure.
And the other one is asparagus beetles. I started seeing those guys around. And they're in the asparagus plants, and they're orange and black. They're actually a pretty color. But they will suck the juice out of the asparagus, is what they end up doing. And a very simple thing, and this deters them, this doesn't kill them, is white flour. Sprinkle white flour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Uh-huh. And that spinosad...
Not whole wheat or spelt, huh?
No, white flour.
Got to be white flour.
White
okay.
flour. And,
something good for that.
Yeah. And the spinosad will also be good for the asparagus beetle. I looked it up this morning.
Okay. I've never seen those before either.
Yeah. And then there's just an ongoing project. I'm thinning carrots, parsnips, zinnias, marigolds.
So do you have, you know, I heard somebody not too long ago, oh, I know where I heard it, was when Pot of Gold was on and Don was talking about thinning carrots, and it didn't sound like it was his most favorite activity. Do you have any hints about a way to thin carrots that maybe isn't quite so meticulous?
Well, don't plant so many carrot seeds.
Okay.
But it takes a lot longer, but, you know, I'm planting so much, I'm planting them a little thickly. I get better and better at it every year. But if you plant too thinly, then you end up with bare spots in your rows.
Right.
So, you know, I wait till the first two leaves out, then I start going for it as far as thinning. And then...
And how far apart are... I mean, you do this kind of a... It's a progressive thing throughout the season, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, this first bed is all what's called rhombus carrots, and that's a Nantes type, and I thin them to 1 inch. And then
right from the beginning?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're down thinning them to 1 inch. That's what I'm almost done with that bed. And I'm thinning them to 1 inch, and what I'll do is that's the one that I take every other carrot out.
Okay, so then it's a two-inch space between carrots?
Yes, all harvest baby carrots starting in June.
Okay.
Sometime in June, maybe early July, just depending on how they grow.
And I'm sorry to keep interrupting, but so then are you waiting until that space fills up before you take the, the every other carrot? Or how big are you looking for the baby carrots to be before you're pulling them out?
I'll start pulling. The tops don't get very big.
Right.
So you got to pull a few to see when it's time to do it.
Uh-huh. But so that's what I'm wondering. Are they 2 inches long, 3 inches?
Oh, the size of the carrots?
Yeah.
Oh, you want 2 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah. Cleaning 25 pounds of those kind of carrots is labor intensive, to say the least.
Right. Right. I don't know that everybody, all of our listeners, would be pulling and thinning 25 pounds of carrots, though, Lance.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Others of us are not so ambitious. Yeah, our carrot
actually,
growing.
There's actually a relatively easy way after you get them topped and cut the tips off. You just put them in buckets of water and swirl it around every time you walk by. And within 30 minutes, there's no dirt on them.
Oh, okay.
And then you rinse them and drain them.
Okay.
But,
so the soaking method of cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay, pre-soak.
Yeah. Let's see what else is going on. Raspberries have started blooming.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, let's see, Fred came down last Sunday, a week ago Sunday, and we planted all of the beans and squash and cucumbers, and everything is sprouting. It's not coming out of the ground.
Uh-huh.
So that's real neat to see.
Sure.
See that coming out. And then what else? I'm planting tepary beans today and Hopi black pintos.
Uh-huh.
And this is a brown tepary. Teparies are a native bean from the desert southwest.
Okay, so they probably grow really well here.
Yeah. Yeah, the trick is not to water them.
Right.
Yeah.
As one would be inclined to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then I'm planting the last bed of carrots.
Oh, I am so far behind, Lance. Just, as always, I feel really bad talking to you.
Yeah.
No, not that. No, not really. I love talking to you. But
and then the other thing that I'll be doing, and this is throughout the summers, every 2 weeks I will be planting lettuce, cilantro, and green onions for salad stuff.
What do you do for green onions?
I'm actually taking my... I have a potato onion that's like a small shallot, and I actually plant that out and eat the green onion part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you happen to, what's the right word? I mean, will you harvest the green part and leave the bulb, and then will they continue to grow green?
It definitely does. They'll possibly grow more greens, but not more a bulb.
Right.
I have like 40 or 50 of them planted for bulbs.
Okay. Right, so you probably reach a point of, why bother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that might be, if somebody has more limited space and they wanted to do something like that, that might be an option?
Mm-hmm.
To keep it going without having to replant?
Yeah, you could just, instead of sort of slicing down deeper into the soil, you just cut off the tops and they'll just keep on growing. On those potato onions.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's
potato
about
onions,
it.
That's what you use. Okay, got it.
Yeah. It's a potato onion.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much for your time, Lance. As always, we appreciate hearing from you. And I want to remind our listeners, should they have any of you have any questions for Lance, you are more than welcome to call here and we'll pose the question the next time he's on the air. Or additionally, you can check into kvnf.org. And there we have on the website, there's if you go underneath programs and short programs, then there's a link to As the Worm Turns, and you can leave your questions there. So, all right. Thanks again, Lance.
Okay, have a good day.
Right, you too. Take care. Bye.